Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Recently, we surveyed our loyal readers at EngageSelling.com and asked them what they would rank as this year's top sales challenges in their respective organizations. One of those top challenges was, how do I find great customers? Often I hear this question and I always think, well, who do you consider to be the best customer? As well, when I look at sales pipelines, I realize that all too often companies are not targeting the right customers. They're not targeting those people who have an interest in buying and who have money to buy. So let's take a look today of three ways that you can profile your best customers and sell more in your marketplace more easily. Step one, develop a profile of who you would consider to be an ideal customer. You know, there's no rule that says everyone has a right to buy from you equally. And there's no rule that says you have to sell to everyone equally. And developing a profile of those best customers that are best suited to your business can help you sell more quickly and at a much higher margin than all of your other customers. So how do you develop that ideal profile? Well, a couple of easy ways to do that are, first of all, to take a look at your top 10% now. Who is already buying from you? Who buys from you repeatedly? Who buys from you often? Who buys from you when, not just when they need new products, but when you launch new products? Who has your entire portfolio implemented on site? You can also take a look at who really is a good fit. Who's easy to sell to? What industries are most often approaching you? Do not underestimate the fact that you might have to change your markets. Maybe some of the easiest businesses to sell to are those who are quieter, who aren't always in the news, who aren't the highest profile. And lastly, take a look at who's growing. Oftentimes I hear from my customers that they complain that their market is cheap, that their market is price sensitive, that their market has no money. And my comment to them always is, then find a new market. Some markets in this current economic situation are growing and some are shrinking. Look to those growing markets as your best profile. Once you have your profile of an ideal customer, the next step is to look at who you sell to and determine how many of them meet that profile. So step two is to go through your customer database and further define it to say who already fits that profile and who needs to be called out. Are they all small businesses? Are they all large corporations? Who's in that top 10%? Are there people at the bottom of the list that can be moved up to the top? But develop that profile and then go through your database, because now you've got a list of people who are already used to doing business with you that fit your target profile. Don't you think those would be the easiest to sell to? Let's look at an example. One of our platinum level clients, Donald, needed to grow his business. Now, this is a small business example. He explained that his goal for the next year to me was to achieve $1 million in sales. So we took a look at his database to develop his target market, and we discovered that all of his best customers fit into one specific niche. So here's what we advised. Go after that market and be the number one provider of all the companies that have this particular need. Next, we recommended that he look at expanding that group. We said, okay, if all of these customers who are your best customers now are food producers, could you also look at the beverage producers? Could you look at dairy? Could you look at the pet food industry? Then we started branching off into those kind of sub niches based on the target he was pursuing. As a result, Donald achieved and exceeded his target by 90%. He wanted to reach 1 million in sales, and through super targeting, he reached 1.9 million. He did that by narrowing in on who he was selling to and then selling more to that market, because the sale had become effortless. He was able to displace his competition because he was a specialist in that area. I'm particularly proud of Donald's accomplishment because he achieved this record-smashing growth at a time when his market was eroding and being decimated by the current economic state. But I don't want you to think that targeting is effective only for smaller sized companies. It can also have a positive effect on larger sized firms. Recently, I was working with a Fortune 500 company. Wow, really a Fortune 100 company. And we talked about how they could apply a tighter focus on targeting. The outcome was this. One rep said, I'm only going to focus on chemical companies. Another, I'm only going to focus on produce companies. And a third decided to focus on consumer packaged goods. The result is that each of these sales reps have moved into the top 10% of sales in their company worldwide. And the branch that I'm working with is growing faster than any other branch in this organization worldwide. So how do you attract the attention of your ideal customer? This is step three. In essence, find out where they hurt or what keeps them awake at night. For example, let's look at one of my favorite brands, Harley Davidson. This is a company who knows exactly who their target customer is. What's implicit in their unique selling proposition is this, and this is a direct quote from their advertising, quote, "To hell with it, let's all ride," end quote. They don't care whether their value proposition appeals to people outside of their target market. They deliver something that matters to a well-defined demographic. So you need to find out what works best for you and what your target market is specifically after. Talk to them. Ask your best customers why they use you. Ask your best customers what they value in you. And once you find that out, you can use the information to attract more of your best prospects. The key is to find customers you enjoy working with and vice versa. And of course, ones that are profitable for you. Determine their needs and concentrate on selling to them in a manner that fulfills those needs. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.